Hello, and welcome to the Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Dr. Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. Recently, a group of Montgomery County Community College engineering science students on the Project Innova team traveled with their hydrogen fuel cell Power Urban Concepts vehicle to Indianapolis Motor Speedway to compete in the 2024 Shell Eco Marathon Challenge International Competition, taking place April 3rd through the 7th. The Innova team placed second from Monco in its category, and on today's show, we're going to find out from one of the team's managers what the experience was like for the students, the competition, the leading up to this great opportunity to represent Montgomery County Community College at this amazing competition. Our guest today is Ruby Armour. She is a first-year mechanical engineering science major. Ruby will tell us more about her team, the experience in Indianapolis, what she learned, and the plans for next year's vehicle, which I have a feeling they're probably already in the planning mode for, but I might be wrong. So, without further ado, welcome, Ruby. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
That's great. In traditional podcast format, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are, and so our listeners have an understanding of Ruby. So why don't you get started with that?
All right. My name's Ruby. I'm 19 years old. This is my second semester here at Monco.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mechanical engineer. I live in Ambler, and I just started in the project this year. Like, immediately once I started school here, I got involved in the project.
Right. So in the fall semester of your first year, you were introduced to the Innova team from Professor Bill Brownlow, right?
Yes, okay. That is correct.
And then you decided, maybe this might be something I might be interested in.
Yeah, he always talks about it because it's like that project is his baby to all of the intro to engineering classes.
Right.
And like all in the science building, there's like pictures of the car and the team out in Indianapolis last year. And it was definitely an interesting idea when he brought it up, but I didn't seem too, like, intrigued by it until one of the other people involved brought me down later, and then I saw the car and the space, and I was like, oh, this might be cool to get involved in,
yeah.
Get some hands-on experience.
So a peer from the team, another student, said, hey, Ruby, come check this out. Is that correct?
Yeah, he was the old manager
okay.
of the team.
Okay.
He was the manager because he wanted to get like more of a say on the car because he's like the head fabricator basically.
Yeah.
And so he brought me and another down there pretty early on and was just like, "Yeah, if you guys are interested, just come in on Saturday and see what's up." And so I did, and it was just such a great atmosphere there with everyone there
working together.
Yeah, it was just it felt really nice, and I like wanted to get involved in something in the school, and then also just having that actual hands-on experience that I couldn't get like in the classroom.
Right.
It's just not anything like that, really.
This is your first time on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're the team manager.
Yes.
Welcome to the team, right?
Yeah, basically.
And how did that happen?
Well, like I said, the manager who was previously
the manager. Okay. Yeah.
The only reason he stepped into that position was to have more say on what the car was going to be like. But I'm someone personally who I take a lot of interest in like the group aspect and like the synergy.
Which is good.
Yeah, no. And like the vibe there was just, I really enjoyed working with the people and like using everyone's unique like talents to like be utilized correctly. And they just were like, hey, I mean, we never really had a first year student as a manager. But
why not?
Yeah, it'll be good because we only typically have a manager for a year and then they have to switch out. So
correct.
Like, we'll just have you like grow into the position, you know, see what's up, like see how you feel about it. And so I started, and over the course of these last two semesters, I've really like grown into the position, and it's been pretty good for me, honestly. I think I've not to pat myself on the back too much, but
You can.
it's definitely not easy, and a lot more moving parts to construct this as a team of 15 of people together. But once we're there, we get a pretty good energy going together.
I think that when we experience different leadership opportunities, somebody else saw something in you, right? That was like, maybe this might be a good fit. And it sounds like it was. And it sounds like you are benefiting from it, but also the team as well. Besides the manager, what other responsibilities can you tell our listeners that you were responsible for on the vehicle?
So, I mean, going into the project, I personally had, like, no experience, hands-on experience whatsoever. So I was kind of timid at first, mm-hmm. but I was very interested in knowing, so I would jump on any opportunity to, like, learn or just at least, like, watch people, what right. they were doing. More towards winter break and this semester, we started working on the body, which was a lot of stuff that no one knew how to do. Mm-hmm. It was a very learning experience for everyone, but I was one of the, like, two main people involved in that process, which ended up being, like, a four-month-long process of building this body of, like, fiberglass, carbon fiber, getting the dimensions correct, sanding it down, whole thing. Lots of basic, like, mechanical, because I'm a mechanical engineer. I don't do too much in the electrical field, but when it comes to just general upkeep of the car,
right.
little things, trying to, like, mounting different things, putting the suspension together, I was involved in, and many different parts like that when it comes to, like, just general physical aspects of the car.
Well, think about those hands-on experiences and now the knowledge you've gained, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I was out there, I was one of, like, the main people, like, really working on the car for those right. 12 hours. And I was like, I feel like I'm actually doing something.
Right.
Now. Like, yeah. I can contribute physically to this car. And, like, when they tell me to do stuff now, I can be like, oh, I know how to do that.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
Your trip to Indianapolis, the team came in second in the hydrogen fuel cell urban concept vehicle category. Tell us about that experience.
It was very, very high highs and low lows for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So the competition is broken up into, like, main two different sections, the technical inspection
mm-hmm.
and then the actual efficiency testing. For our category, it's the smallest amount of schools in that category, only like 7 other schools than us.
And you're the only team representing a community college, correct?
Yeah, there's no other community colleges there. They're all either 4 years or private high schools.
Pretty crazy, right? Pretty cool.
That's half of what is, like, really, like, has been impressive to us is, like, why we chose that hydrogen was because we wanted to show, like, even though we're a community college, we can still do it. We can make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a very, like, rigorous, like, technical inspection that we have to go through,
mm-hmm.
especially for hydrogen because of how it can be very dangerous. So we have
Absolutely.
To do it in a very particular way. But we get a couple days to get through that. And if you don't get through that after a certain amount of days, then you just aren't allowed to drive the car because they have to give you the stickers of approval to drive the car safely.
Mm-hmm.
So it took us a little bit to even get in there the first time to see what we had to change. But on that last day, we were in there cutting it close. The tech closed at 6, and we were in there trying to do everything we could to get it working. They let us, like, work in there to adjust the things we needed because we didn't have time to go back and change them. And then they told us, they're like, hey, sorry, we're done. You can't. There's nothing we can do. Like, that we ran out of time. You have to go. And it was just a really bad time for the team. Everyone was very upset, myself included, because it was like, we just put all this time and work into this car and just for nothing. But as we're leaving, one of the guys in charge, they came up to us and was like, hey, listen, like, only one other car has passed tech inspection in your category. So you and the other school that are the closest, you guys get one more opportunity.
You need
to be in here. You need to, like, before 10 o'clock tomorrow to pass, and that's your last chance. And so we're like, okay, we'll do it. Like, let's get this thing going.
Given that opportunity, so as the manager, what were you focused on in that moment?
I was like, we have to cross our T's and dot our I's. guys, we have to do this right. We have the time now. Because, like, a lot of the things we were doing were just silly mistakes that we didn't, because we were so stressed trying to get it all together.
Right.
It's like, let's get it together. Let's do it right. And let's get in there. Because we were really close. It was just a few things we needed to adjust. And so I was like, all right, this is the final push. We got to just get to it and do it and do it right. And so it was the next, you know, wave of like, all right, just got to lock it in there, you know. And so we did a little work at the end of the day, and the next morning we were there as early as we could and got it all together. And we went in, and they gave us the stickers. We passed.
Wow. So 10 a.m., they came back around to inspect, and your team was able to compete, right?
Yes. Yes. It was probably one of the best feelings in a while that we've gotten there. It was just like, it kind of was like, all right, we can do this now. It's finally like another, we got a shot at this again. So we were like, all right, let's do it. Let's get the car out there. Let's see what we can do there.
What happened next?
So we started to test the car, because we actually weren't able to test the car with all the stuff on there until we were out there before leaving. So we were doing tests on the car, and things were going pretty all right. And then we were experiencing some, like, mechanical issues with some parts that we had to replace.
Mm.
And we're like, okay, we don't really have time. We did the changes we needed to, and then we're like, okay, we got to get a run in. We have to go, like, right now and, like, get the car out on the track, which we did. And a couple laps we did, but at one of the laps, the car just, like, stopped and had to get towed back in. And we were like, okay, well, let's see what we can do. But by that point, I feel like we were just like, all right, let's just see what we can pull together. And it kind of just became almost like fun again, because we were just like, what can we do? What can crazy thing we can we come up with and try and engineer to make this happen? And it was a pretty good atmosphere, honestly, even though we were cutting it like that close to the end. And it was like we were accepting that, like, maybe we're not going to get another run out there. But it was like we just kind of started having fun with it again. And, you know, it didn't end up working out, but everyone was in a pretty good mood. And because of those, we ended up being second in the category.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You had a great immersive learning experience. What lessons did you learn?
Oh, so many. I mean, a big thing going out there was one of our focuses was our general communication and our team, because there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to this. So we talked to a lot of the other teams out there that are in our category.
Nice. And networked a little bit?
Yeah. No, like, other than even that, we're very close now with, like, those other hydrogen fuel cell teams. Yeah, so it's like we have another person or team to, like, work off of and, like, be like, what did you guys do? And learn from them. And, like, it was really good to have these connections with these schools. But as a team, I feel like a lot of us have, like, kind of realized what we want out of this and, like, what our goals are, and, like, seeing what the actual competition's like is like, okay, this is a whole new perspective. Like, we know what we want to do, where our priorities are, and then as a team working together and how we can do better next year is just, okay, how can we organize this? How can we pass our information down to the next class more efficiently, you know?
Right.
So it was a lot of that, and hopefully, like, our timing won't be as tight the next season.
So talking about the next season, what are some goals that you have for next year's competition?
We have a good amount. There's a lot of things we couldn't get to when it comes to the parts of the car. We couldn't even really test our efficiency until we were out there. So we want to do a lot more rigorous, like, efficiency tests, get actual numbers for the things that we're doing, prioritize our efficiency rather than just passing tech, because we know next year we'll have that. And a lot of, like, you know, we want to add rear suspension, we want to upgrade our body a little bit. We have all these little things that, especially, that we've taken from, like, these other teams, and, like, we'll be like, okay, well, this is how we can make this car better. There are some ideas to even, because we're in the urban concept, but there's also a prototype section.
Mm-hmm.
We were thinking about making a prototype vehicle to go out there with, and, like, you know, just see what we can do with this good basis of foundation that we have now.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'll give you a little bit of advice as we wrap up. Your immersive experience that you had is going to really take you places. Whether you decide to get a career after you finish at Monco, which I hope is your goal, or transfer to a four-year institution, having this hands-on experience to talk about in an interview or application or to apply for a scholarship, it's only going to take you so far, I have no doubt. So make sure you keep that in mind as you continue to support the team and learn and grow as a result of this immersive experience. I think it's a phenomenal opportunity for you and your peers to have experience, but also pretty proud moment as well, which you all should be proud of each other for how far that you've gotten. I do want to say that this project is pretty costly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. So not only the learning and the time and effort and representing the college goes into it, there's also a fundraising piece. Mm. And so I would like to mention to our listeners, if you're interested in supporting Project Innova Team in the future by contributing to some of the financial needs, I encourage you to go to Montgomery County Community College's foundation and contact the foundation directly at 215-641-6324 or email foundation@mc3.edu to contribute to Ruby, her team, the car, and so that Monco can continue to rise in this competition. I think it's money well spent because you're experiencing things that are going to take you places. And that's what we do as a community college, right?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. For sure.
Well, Ruby, thank you so much for sharing your story, your experience. And I have no doubt that this journey that you're on will continue to take you places. It's been great reliving the memories of your, you know, of being at Monco, but going to this exceptional competition. What a great memory it is for you and your teammates. And I have no doubt that there will be more to learn in the future as Monco represents at this competition. So thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I would also like to extend a special thanks to our sound recording music technology alumnus, Quinn Senta, who produced today's show. And thank you again for listening to the Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon to hear more stories from our amazing Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? Email Eric Devlin at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Monco momentum.